Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, the number one question on people's minds, okay, is when can we go back to work? And not so much when you could go back to work if you were sick. It's interesting. People are texting. And you guys, call into 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We'll get to your questions and comments. But in terms of, let's say, if you're sick, okay, it used to be you had to be in isolation for 14 days. The CDC has kind of eased up some of the guidelines, because not everybody could get tested. So I believe it has to be at least a week from when you started to have symptoms, and you had to have gone 3 days, 72 hours, without any symptoms, fever, etc. The problem with that is some doctors are like, but, you know, you still have the incubation period. People with COVID can still spread it, but people want to go back to work. So, you know, CDC has issued some guidelines. Well, it has to be at least a week from first symptoms. And then 72, that's if you think you had it. So it's still a little bit of a mess. And many people are like, I'm just going to stay home. I do not want to give it to anybody if I don't know that I have it. A big complaint people have is they can't get tested. And if they can't get tested, then how do they know if they have it? So we're going to talk about that and talk about the guidelines in a little bit. But what people want to know is, when can we return to work in general? Okay, when... what is going to be the realistic path to us going from shutdown or lockdown to being able to go back to work? So we have a few options. Okay, one is being virus free. Okay, so SARS in 2002-2003 started November 2002. Last case was reported end of May 2003. It was declared over, the outbreak declared over by July of 2003. Killed about 774 people. I think it infected about 8,000 people. Overall, 774 people died. It took there being no more cases at the end of May, and then them waiting an incubation period, waiting a time to say it's over. Now, I don't really remember what they did in terms of lockdowns back then. It wasn't as severe as we're doing it here, because obviously our total cases, latest count is 402,000 global cases, 17,000 deaths, over 100 have recovered, 100,000. China still had about 81,000 cases, Italy 63,000 cases, USA about 49,000 cases, about 662 deaths in the United States. So we're nowhere near going to zero. If you look at the graphs and you look at the exponential rise, everybody's talking about flattening the curve. Do you guys get that with flattening the curve? Okay, remember you got the x-axis and you got the y-axis. For those of you guys, it would be like you know, right angle. X-axis is time. Y-axis is cases. So, you know, if over a month you only had like maybe 10 cases, it would kind of go like this. And all of a sudden, if you had 3,000 cases in a week, it would spike. So if we want to lower it to, okay, you know, maybe we only have one new case a day, you start to flatten the curve. So that's kind of what the flattening of the curve means. Until we see a flattening of the curve, we are not going to be able to predict accurately when a shutdown would not be needed anymore or when the epidemic would end. So the one possibility of just waiting for the virus to just die off, I don't think is going to satisfy a lot of people. So we have another option, which is what I have discussed before. Not sure how realistic or practical it is, but the other is let's get some real hard time data and let's test people. And we're talking even test the healthy folk. If you're negative and if we have evidence that you have short-term immunity, We test, get these tests out, and I mean, I understand we got 350 million people in the United States. I get that. That's a lot. But we get testing done, and those who test negative would then be able to get out there and work. Soon as we get these tests, and we realize that people had it already, whether it was December, January, or February, they have some sort of immunity, they have antibodies. We don't think they'll get sick again. You got to be careful because, again, some of these viruses can still live and still transfer. So I would still, even if we have a quote-unquote healthier recovered population, I would still keep them separate from elderly individuals. But if we can technically test everybody, they're negative, they could go to work. Everybody has a little card. We want to avoid patches on their clothes. We don't want to go to, you know, Nazi war era times. But if people can have, you know, some sort of documentation that isn't fraudulently obtained, we could then hopefully allow people to go back to work. My guess is that's where we might have to go. The other is a leap of faith. The leap of faith is probably what's going to end up happening. I don't see them testing everybody. By the way, we do not have a blood test, and we also have, I guess, new, quicker test kits that don't take days to get the results back from coronavirus. So our testing is getting better and better. But I just don't see the practicality of that because of the cost. So the third option I see is the leap of faith. Now, by that, what would happen in that particular scenario is they do start to test a bunch of people. And they find out that people who didn't even have it, which we assumed, people who had it mild, got it at some point, are better, they're fine, and they're like, can we go back to work now? And when they find that the death rate is so low, when they find that the percentage of people dying from this is so much lower than expected, there's going to be kind of a grumpiness from the American public going, look, I got to feed my family. You know, does the government really want to be paying unemployment that much longer when, you know, we have a virus that's only killing 0.01%, let's say. I'm not saying that's the percentage now. But once they test everybody and go, oh, wow. So looks like of the 345 million, 300 million actually had it, you know, without a symptom. People are like, okay, do we really have to be on lockdown anymore? So my guess is we will be able to go back to work once we have testing, once we realize the majority of the population is healthy, and we could sequester those at risk until the virus dies out. And that's how I predict us being able to go back to work. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dolly, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So Heath Biologics is a biopharmaceutical company based in Durham, North Carolina, is partnering with the University of Miami. And they say that they could deliver test results in just 30 minutes and detect the virus within a few days of infection. Now, let me just tell you guys about how these tests work, okay? When you have a test, one, it has to be accessible. It has to be a test that's fairly easy to do. If only a small percentage of the population can get it because of cost or because it's, you know, a very, very difficult test to do, you know, it's like, you know, killing the rabbit with pregnancy like they used to do years ago. You know, if you have a test that you can't do that easily, it's not going to work. So it has to be easily accessible, including cost. Number two is you have to get the results in a time that is productive. So waiting a week, which we're hearing some people have to do for their tests, is not very realistic or practical. So you need to get the test, you know, results back, you know, before a week, because what's the point in having a test where somebody could still be infecting others? So, and then it has to be accurate. There's no sense there being a slipshod sort of halfway test out there that gets done quickly but doesn't have accurate results. So if you have fast, accurate, and accessible, you have the perfect recipe for a fantastic test. So the North Carolina company called Heat Biologics has partnered with the University of Miami. The test does not require any technical equipment or instruments, so it means it can be done anywhere, like in a parking lot, etc. That's the other thing, too. The test has to be very easy to carry out. That's a part of the accessible. They say with sufficient resources and quick approval from the U.S. FDA, Heat Biologics hopes to have its test available in the next few months. Now, again, the next few months, a few months from now, we're June, July. Maybe too little, too late. They said after the delay of the CDC getting the test out and concerns that even an asymptomatic person could spread the disease, the company says the kits will help diagnose many more cases. Now, this delay with the CDC, again, if I was the CDC and I was told that there was this virus in China that was kept from us in terms of knowledge that could already be here in the United States because China only revealed it to us at the end of December, and I had to start making a test for something that we have no data on because nobody's, you know, revealing anything, I'm amazed that the CDC got the test kits rolled out as good as they could. Again, I'm not here to defend the CDC, but people, what do you expect? They were working with both hands tied behind their back and blindfolded. So, not bad. You know, considering. But by then, again, the reason why we have these, how many cases? Let me refresh. The reason why we have this, you know, 49,500 caseload is because it's been here for months. There is no way that the very first viral case got here January 3rd, 2020. If a bunch of people in China were affected, then, you know, it's unfortunately, it was here. So the test involves taking a swab of the back of the patient's throat, similar to one done for strep throat. Then the swab is placed in a tube to see if the genetic material for the virus can be detected. Then a paper strip is dipped into the tube. From start to finish, the process takes 30 minutes. The little paper strip looks like a pregnancy test. Now, I don't know if you guys have ever seen the rapid strep test. They do that very similarly, where they take the sample, they dump it in the reagent. They might have to mix the reagent as well. And then they put the paper in, the test strip in, and wait for it to turn. If it's negative, it has one line. If it's positive, it has two lines. Heat Biologics tests that do not require the use of any laboratory instruments can provide results on site during a single visit. So we would have results within 30 minutes. Now, like pregnancy tests, you want to wait a little bit after the 30 minutes. I can't see how many pregnancy tests, you know, I've seen where it looked negative and then you just let it sit and then you start to see the weekly positive. But still, that's better than 5-6 days. So you could use it at the pharmacy, a doctor's office, eventually, hopefully even at home. Again, though, the trick is getting the swab done properly. Okay, the back of the throat or up in the nose all the way to the back is not easy for somebody to do. I don't know if you guys have ever picked your nose, but you have like the vestibule, you know, the opening, that little kind of pocket, and you could stick your finger in there kind of nice, and, you know, I could sit there and, you know, relax for a little bit. But, and I don't want you guys to pick your nose, but once you go up a certain amount, you're like, oh, that's too sensitive. Okay? We're talking that Q-tip, that swab, has to pass beyond that all the way to the back of the throat. And people might jerk, people might whatever. And it has to be a swab that can withstand somebody jerking or sneezing or gagging and not break off. And usually they are. So it's not an easy test. So that's why I'm reluctant to say, all right, guys, you know, do this at home. But again, to get back to work, that's kind of what we need to do. Now, with the other test, that's the blood test. That's the blood test to look at prior infection. We talked about IgG antibodies and IgM antibodies. So what ends up happening is when you get an infection, your body starts to make antibodies. Your white blood cells for the defense starts to recognize, it needs to learn how to recognize something in the body and fight it. So you develop antibodies. Eventually, you kind of have the new recruits, you know, the front line, and then you have the more, I'm trying to use army terms, military terms, I apologize, you know, but then you have to have the ones that are more permanently ready to go and will, you know, always be there, you know, for security, so to speak. Scientists at Mount Sinai University in New York have created the first test in the U.S. to detect coronavirus antibodies in the blood. So it can also tell us if you have immunity to it. The problem we have is these antibodies, and they said they could detect them about 7 days after you're infected. So that means this could be looking at IgM. The antibodies, however, might not necessarily protect you against a new strain of it. So the only problem we have with thinking that you are completely immune is if there's a new strain, just like with flu, you could still get it. Now, some people say, well, I got the flu once and I never got it again. Well, that's great. You know, your immune system might have been a lot more general, but for those immune systems that are a little bit more specific, you'll get the flu every year. And so we're worried about that with coronavirus. But in terms of us being able to go back to work, we need this. So this diagnostic testing, this blood test, I don't know how much it'd be, but if we are able to test people and go, okay, you know what, you've had it. You have immunity. You know, you don't need to sit at home anymore. You could work. You know, there's a lot of people at risk that are working. You know, while I'm doing telemedicine, I'm getting calls from people who are saying, yeah, you know, I have diabetes, I'm 70 years old, but I work at the grocery store, and we're essential, so we need to be there. It would be great for those people to still get paid somehow, and non-at-risk people at the grocery store or at the bank. So if your blood test is positive, you get restricted, you have to go on lockdown. If you're negative, you could slowly start to go back into real life. That's what we are hoping. Right now, that's not the case. Now, one study, they said if COVID behaves similarly in the U.S. to China, more than 80% of the patients only have mild symptoms. Cough, fever, and, you know, we're coming into allergy season, too. Now, one study conducted at Huazhong University and Science and Technology of Wuhan, which was kind of the area, the epicenter of the outbreak, not the University of Wuhan, it estimated that at least 59% of infected individuals had no idea they were sick. They didn't get tested. They were roaming around the city. But they gave off the virus. So what that test would do is identify who those people are. Even if you're feeling well, if it looks like you have active infection, right, then you could, you know, avoid others. If it looks like it was older exposure, then you know that the next time this happens, you might be one of those people that might just kind of, you know, pass it along. Now, when we come back, one of you had asked how long can coronavirus last on a surface? Well, early on into this coronavirus epidemic, people were saying, yeah, about maybe 9 days. Now we're being told possibly 17. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALEX.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says a deal appears to be close on a massive bipartisan economic stimulus package.
We are close to a bill that takes our bold Republican framework, integrates further ideas from both parties, and delivers huge progress on each of the four core priorities.
The senator from Kentucky also says
the working men and women of this country do need direct relief from government in this crisis, but for goodness sakes, they also need their paychecks.
Stocks are rebounding after a rough start to the week. The Dow has been up as much as 1,500 points in early trading. And the coronavirus pandemic is leading the government to delay the federal Real ID program indefinitely. The program seeks to make all state-issued identification more secure and uniform with national standards. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I hate this virus. Have I said that yet? I hate this coronavirus. This coronavirus, I want to kick its butt so much. Hate this virus. Hate it. Hate it. Hate it. All right. We were first told coronavirus can sit on a table, on a desk, on a doorknob, on a handrail, for 9 days. Then, a few weeks ago, they go, no, three. I'm like, what, three? No. These coronaviruses are sturdy. I don't buy three. But I was expecting this. A report published by the CDC claims that the coronavirus RNA, which is their genetic material, survived for up to 17 days in the cabins of the Diamond Princess cruise ship. 17 days after those rooms were already vacated by guests. The report published Monday examined data from the Diamond Princess cruise ship. Now, you guys, so Diamond Princess, that was the biggest cluster. Okay, so what happened with that one was they were anchored at Yokohama port. And then, well, it's not, you know, I think it's anchored now, but I think it was Yokohama. I'm not exactly sure. But they, it was a cruise line that had to quarantine all their passengers when a few tested positive for COVID-19. Passengers and crew wanted to leave. They weren't allowed. Because at the start of the outbreak, this was before America had any cases, we were being told that people had died in China. And, you know, countries were like, well, let's not let anybody from that part of the world come back. Okay, let's just quarantine. Close off China, close off Japan, close off Korea, South Korea, North Korea. Just close off, which we're kind of doing with North Korea anyway, and not let anybody come. So then the Diamond Princess cruise ship had to just stay in port. We found out two more people have now died since Diamond Princess. We're talking, that's been about, what, 2 months? 712 people overall affected by this. Two new deaths reported, so that makes 10 people died. People are ticked because they wanted to get off the ship. They didn't want to be around. And a cruise ship is not a hospital, people. But then you had an American couple saying, no, 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 no. We don't want to be in an army base. We are fine right here on the cruise ship. Well, people were walking around. People were, you know, in their cabin, etc. So if people went into each other's cabins or something, they could have been exposed to each other's virus. So the analysis looked at data from both U.S. and Japanese health organizations, and the CDC reported that the virus ribonucleic acid, or the RNA, had survived for 17 days in the rooms that were either inhabited by people who were sick, but get this, people who didn't have symptoms. People who didn't have symptoms, they found it in their rooms. The RNA had survived on a variety of surfaces before any disinfection procedures had been conducted. The CDC says the findings did not show whether transmission of the virus was still possible via those contaminated surfaces. Further study of fomite transmission of SARS-CoV-2, COV-2, aboard cruise ships is warranted. So the CDC's report has come after there's been multiple studies suggesting that coronavirus could live on glass, metal, plastic for up to 9 days. There was a study published in the Journal of Hospital Infection which analyzed other human coronaviruses like SARS and MERS. Subsequent studies pegged the survival time, according to Fox News, for coronavirus on cardboard surfaces at up to 24 hours. Stainless steel for days. Cardboard, meaning packages, boxes. What is certain, the CDC said, is that the cruise ships are often settings for outbreaks of infectious disease because of their closed environment and contact between travelers from many countries. So the Diamond Princess had to go into quarantine in early February after a passenger who previously departed in Hong Kong tested positive for COVID-19. Then further testing revealed that 712 of the 3,700 passengers and crew eventually contracted the virus. Later in February, the Grand Princess cruise ship was also identified as the source of a separate outbreak after a passenger who previously sailed on it tested positive and ultimately died while the ship was already on another voyage. That sailing experienced an outbreak among passengers as well, and then the Grand Princess was quarantined off the coast of San Francisco amid testing. So CDC and State Department has now advised that Americans avoid traveling by cruise ship. Now, I don't know if you guys have been watching the stocks. Let me pull up Royal Caribbean. It is down to 34. It actually went up just a little bit. But I think about a year ago, Royal Caribbean stock was about 130 a share. Now it's down to 34. Oh, it just went up a little bit. But, you know, you tell people not to buy, not to cruise. Eventually, people are going to invest again. And then it'll go up, but, you know, let's look at Carnival. Some of you guys are kind of looking at what to invest in. Carnival Cruise stock, I think, is at $14.65. Who owns the Diamond Princess? I believe it was Princess Cruises. Let me look at theirs. I thought Princess Cruises was a subsidiary under something else. So their stock, $14.65. So my guess is it's Carnival. I would be reluctant to invest yet. Don't ask me about investing because if a company goes bankrupt, you could lose your stock. So, you know, but Carnival dropped, obviously, because now two more people died. So if this virus can live 17 days on a surface, you know how I talked about how to get back to work? There will also have to be a proof that proper disinfecting happened in every place of work. We could do this, people. We could really get back to work. If we test everybody, and those who are negative are allowed to return, those who are positive still have to stay in isolation. If we sequester anybody who is older or high risk or potential of getting sick, we can, if we clean and, you know, be able to prove that we have done everything possible to annihilate a virus from a person's place of work, we might be able to go back to work. I get, this is very, very frustrating in that there are, you know, thousands of people now testing positive. It is freaking people out. But again, that might not be necessarily be a bad thing in terms of this. If we have these testing numbers of 49,000 cases, and we find that the majority of them are fine, and only two people die per 1 million population. Now, that's the number we're getting right now. We're getting two deaths per 1 million population. That is way lower than car accidents, way lower than, you know, flu or other things. It might ease up on all the hysteria and panic. Now, mind you, we currently have 622 people who have died in the United States and 1,175 people in serious critical condition. That's serious. It's not anything to, sweep under the rug. That's significant. But again, we have other issues that I think are more deadly. And we need to calm people down. We need to have an approach on how to get back to work. And we need to be very methodical about it, because the more people are home, you know, we're talking about being on a cruise ship and how people get sick. Well, when you're stuck at home with people and you're not getting fresh air, and we're going to talk about how Americans are, you know, kind of being criticized for not staying at home like they're told to, you're going to introduce stuff. I mean, people, yesterday, both my son and husband are like, let's go to Home Depot. Let's go to a store that's open. They had to get out of the house. Well, then you're around other people and can bring it back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. Oh, it's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, this is one of those headlines. Americans struggling to follow stay-at-home orders and keep their distance during pandemic. So, as you know, to help slow the spread of the coronavirus, Americans are being ordered to only leave their home for essential needs and stay 6 feet from other people in certain states. I believe in Seattle, in Washington, in California, in certain states where there's a lockdown or shutdown, there's a variety of restrictions. I'm in Nevada. We're still allowed to go outside and stuff. We're just not allowed to have essential business, you know, or non-essential business open. And so what has been actually happening. I don't know if you guys have been in the stores recently, but apparently some of the stores are under a lot of pressure to keep social distancing. One of your questions was, how is social distancing happening when the stores have lines in it? Well, some stores are putting little stickies on the ground so that somebody has to be 6 feet away from somebody else. They're limiting the number of people coming into the store. I know, this has to end. This just has to, it's getting worse. We're also going to talk about how, I guess, if you're giving birth, your birthing partner can't be there. We'll talk about that. But apparently, they're finding that Americans just aren't listening. You know, and look, I'm just as guilty. You know, I mean, when we went for, you know, walk outside, a little hike, I saw people I hadn't seen in years. Yeah, I gave them a hug. You know, and I feel fine. They feel fine. You know, and I know, if we're supposed to do this, we're supposed to do it right. But I'm a human being, and I like to hug. You know, and I haven't seen somebody, and people need warmth. People need love. People need, you know, affection. People need to know that, you know. A lot of people on Tinder and Grindr aren't really getting their, you know, hookups. And I started an article on what to do if this is kind of cramping your sex life. I just haven't finished it because I really don't have a lot of options for you guys other than virtual sex. But, you know, people need to, you know, be with other people. So, unfortunately, in the CBS News article, they talk about that America is having some trouble with the stay-at-home orders. And why is that a big deal? Why is that news? Well, because right now, their approach, because we still don't have massive testing, is for everybody to stay at home. I mean, it's containment. And so if you have somebody get all stir crazy and goes, all right, I'm like, you know, I'm out of here. I can't take it anymore. You know, just like my husband and my son, they're like, oh, Home Depot's open. You know, let's go get some stuff. You know how I told you guys that what you could do this time, you know, while you're stuck at home, is start to increase your house or home value by doing some do-it-yourself projects, adding decking if you need to, or, you know, or if you're in an apartment and you need to change things up, paint a wall, you know, have the kids help paint some furniture. But there should be paint masks, hopefully, still at, you know, these hardware stores. Or, you know, but activities. There's activities that people could do. I mean, look, if your kids don't know how to build something, this is the time to teach your kids how to, you know, teach your kids how to camp, teach your kids how to fish, teach your kids how to, you know, I don't know, do things that you've always wanted them to do. But if Americans start getting stir-crazy, in Nevada, we're going on day 8. We were told to lock down last Tuesday, and so we're technically going into day 8. People are stir crazy. They can't take it anymore. You know, they're going to dinner, they're going to each other's houses, they're trying, you know, and unfortunately, then the lockdown starts becoming useless. So, people need to kind of get on board. With this article out of Fox News, apparently expectant fathers and others are calling on government officials to reverse a ban on birthing partners and support people, like a doula, from labor and delivery rooms in New York Presbyterian hospitals. There's a petition posted on change.org, and it's gathered more than 150,000 signatures by yet last night, and the NYC Midwives Group warned that the restriction would lead women to give birth at home, whether or not that is the best medical decision for them. Home birth midwives have in recent days been inundated with requests for their services and will not be able to care for everyone. One Post reader, whose wife is due to give birth Friday at New York Presbyterian and Cornell Medical Center on the Upper East Side, called the network's decision the most disgusting move I've seen a health care professional system make up to this point. They go, I'm sickened that I may not be able to be there with her and see the moment our baby is born. I wonder how it will be enforced because they need to physically stop me from being by her side during the most precious time of our lives. Similar sentiments were voiced by some of the people who signed the online petition. They asked Governor Andrew Cuomo, Mayor Bill de Blasio, and state officials to intervene. Did you guys know that you couldn't be there if your wife was giving birth? That is some crazy stuff. I'm just blown away by how The reason why is, again, it's, you know, if you are trying to socially distance, you can't pick or choose. You know, weren't brothels open in some parts of the country? And they're like, well, wait a second, how is that social distancing? So he said, deployed to Iraq for 27 months, had fellow soldiers miss the birth of their baby and seen grown men cry over it, wrote one commenter. My firstborn is born May 2020. I fought for my country's freedom. They better show me the same respect to me as I will do whatever it takes to be in the delivery room with my wife. Now, giving birth at home has been done, but unfortunately, if anything goes wrong, you don't have medical personnel. So, you know, you're getting people mad. You're not, you know, at first, you had some support from people, and you still do. You know, you see on Facebook these messages that say, stay home. You know, or you could change your Facebook profile picture that says, stay home. You know, and it really makes people mad. I get very frustrated seeing that. I know, I'm not staying home because your Facebook profile is telling me to do that. I'm staying home because, you know, that's kind of what we're supposed to do. I get it. It gives people something to do. You're bored. What else are you going to put on Facebook? I wrote on Facebook the other day that I, read the dictionary. And I was being, very stingy with my xylocarps. I guess a xylocarp is a certain fruit from a wooded tree. I don't know. But what eventually happens, like I said, we were in yesterday, the calm before the storm. You have people going, all right, well, you know, we need to do our part. It's only 15 days. But when people do it halfway, it's not only 15 days. So what ends up happening is you have, unfortunately, people starting to get grumpy. People starting to be very suspicious, skeptical of what the government is doing. Especially when you hear that it's not working. When you look at what's been going on in Italy, so Italy started their lockdown way before, Italy started March 5th. They had 5,200 new cases in the last few hours, 69,000 total cases, 743 new deaths. What's going on? Well, they're saying, well, you know, younger individuals are, shall we say, visiting the grandma, grandpa, there might be something more to that. Italy had probably one of the strictest lockdowns at first. So when people see that not working, they're like, okay, why are we doing this? New York City hotels hope to reopen in July. Okay, they better give me my money back. I'm supposed to be there in June. So New York is looking at a July reopen date. I think we could do it if we listen to me. 1-877 Doc Valley, don't go away.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.